Blog Talk Radio.
That's all right, y'all stay on your feet. Come on. Everybody just clap your hands. Everybody just clap your hands. Everybody over there just clap your hands. Everybody over there just clap your hands. Everybody come on, just clap your hands. Everybody just clap your hands. Everybody just clap your hands. Everybody just clap your hands. Come on. Sometimes I feel like I'm insane, because I know the Lord is real and I know He's done so much for me. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise Him enough. He has done. Oh, He's done so much for me. To explain all the joy that I'm feeling. Sometimes I feel like I'm insane, because I know how good the Lord has been. I know He's done so much for me. If I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise Him with every word He's done.
Hello, everyone. This is Dirty Church Radio. We're coming to you on, I think this is October 1st. Long time since we've been on. All the listeners that are listening, ones that might call in, feel free to call in today, rather tonight. We have a very interesting topic tonight. We will be talking about when does religion become a cult, if it does at all. Like I said, call in, give us a call, let us know. You know, your thoughts on it. I have a caller in right now from an 813 number. Caller?
Yes, sir. Hello, hello.
How's it going?
Doing great, doing great. What, this show is about the church shutdown?
Nah, it's about, you know, the church. When does religion itself become a cult?
Okay.
So I was going to give the two definitions. First, I'll give one of religion. Okay. And the religion definition says, the belief in and worship of a superhuman controlling power, a personal god or gods. That's what religion is. Now let's go and look up the word cult. All right. Cult says a system of religious venerations and devotion directed toward a particular figure or object. What do you have to say about the difference between the two, if you think there is a difference or not?
Is there a difference between religion and the cult?
Yeah.
In my opinion, no, not at all. It's just that religion just happens to be not the typical cult that you think of. You know, when you think of the word cult, and you think of people who are going overboard and taking, you know, taking everything to the extremes. Religion is just a justified version of a cult. At least it's justified by the people who follow it.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. Didn't you just say earlier that a cult is something that you know, the common layperson views as, you know,
extreme.
Particular views that basically, like, is basically different from a religion is the way you were portraying it to sound a second ago. Like, it was different the way people viewed the word cult than the word religion.
Yeah, they view the cult like it's an extreme.
Isn't that the difference?
No, because to me, the religion is extreme to me too, right? It's just that the people who are part of the religion believe that it's not extreme, just like the people who are part of the cult think that they're not the extremists. And they think that they, you know, we label them as a cult, but to them, it's just their religion. But because it's not mainstream or it's not following the type of religion that we would follow, to us, they're way out there and they're cult-like.
Okay. So do you remember that dude from Waco, Texas? And he had those people and he, His was called a cult, right? His little following?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so are you saying that the whatever church you attend, are you saying your church is the same way as that whole experience in Waco, Texas?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Most definitely. History proves it. History proves it tenfold. Like over and over and over and over and over again. Because if you look at the modern day religions that are out now, right, that are still thriving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the history of each one and look at the extremes that they've gone to that allowed them to last this long. The only difference to me between the guy in the Waco, Texas, and our religions right now is that they were able to raise more money, our religion, raise more money, have a bigger following, and not just be on some compound in Waco, Texas. Their reach is much wider.
So you're saying one of the main key factors in the difference in a religion and a cult is numbers. But they're the same
money.
Thing, but what makes them different is numbers.
Yeah, same exact. You see what I said earlier about the history proves it, right? Am I wrong in saying that our current modern-day religions have extreme examples throughout history of how they fought to keep their religion going? Am I right about that?
Yeah, you're right.
There's no arguing with that. And the difference between our modern day religions now in Waco, Texas, is that they basically had the ammunition to keep going. They had enough followers. They had enough reach. They had tactics that were worse than Waco, Texas. Worse than what was the guy's name in Waco, Texas? I'm trying to remember it. It's not really important, but they actually did stuff a million times worse over the years than what the Waco, Texas guy didn't do enough.
Yeah.
So they snuffed them out. And the people who snuffed, his was crazy. The people who snuffed him out, the people who got rid of him, our government or, other religions that were backing the government and trying to get this so-called extreme cult to close down, to go away.
Uh-huh.
They actually believe that the measures that they took were just. So what did they do to the Waco, Texas people? They killed them, right?
I'm sorry.
They actually committed suicide, mass suicide, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the people who were actually going after them were saying to the public on the news that they were going in to save these people who knowingly followed that cult, okay? The people knowingly and on their own accord decided to follow that court, to follow that cult, right? So we said, oh, no, it's too extreme. Let's go and save them. Because let's say maybe a few people try to defect from the cult and, that specific cult in Waco, Texas, let's say it had a zero tolerance on people defecting from them, right? So we felt that wasn't right, so we're going to go in there and save them from that horrible cult. Right. And then, so we were willing to go all the way, even if we had to kill the main guy that was the head of the cult, or capture him, or torture him, or whatever to make him stop. So-called preying on these people that chose to be part of that cult. Oh, man, I can go. Man, listen, our current religion right now currently have a whole bunch of blind faith people following them, just like those people were blindly faithful to that Waco, Texas guy and his movement. You understand?
All right, we have another call on right now from the 678 area code.
Let me just say one more thing real quick before you introduce this other caller. And it's one of the reasons, what I said is one of the reasons that so many religions nowadays are fighting with each other, because each one thinks that they're the right one and feels like the other one need to be saved from their following. But go ahead.
Okay. Hey, other caller?
I'm just listening, bro. Go ahead, let him go ahead.
Okay. Caller, 813?
Yeah. I mean, that was my point right there about that.
Okay.
Is there a difference?
So,
not to me.
So don't get me wrong.
See, even though I'm categorizing them as both being the same, I'm not necessarily judging either one, Waco people or the current religions that are out right now, and saying that, oh, well, this one was wrong or this one was wrong or it's wrong for them to do this or do that. That's not my place. I'm all for, like, if you believe in the Waco way, you know, whatever they believe in, go for it. Or if you believe in Islam, go for it. Or if you believe in Christianity, go for it. I'm not going to be that guy that comes in and says, oh, well, you know, you guys do this and this isn't right, so I don't think you should keep be able to preach your way.
So which one do you think is more dangerous, you know, on a physical level, I would ask, cult or religions?
That's a tough question. That's a tough question because I can't say one of them is more dangerous. I think they're equally dangerous. It's just like having a, you know, a weapon in the wrong person's hand. Like, whether it be religion or a cult, in the wrong person's hands, it could cause a lot of damage. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But in the right person, in a person with a good heart, with a genuine heart, you know, no matter what belief it is, it can, you know, I can almost say that it would only go in a positive direction in the right person's hands. So I can't really pinpoint and say, you know what, religion is more dangerous than being in a cult. Even though some would argue and say that the history of most religions, the horrible things that they did along the way, are more dangerous. But I can't really say, you know, religion would be more dangerous, because I'm sure there's cults out there that went to the far extreme right or left, and, you know, went left field on everybody, and that ended up being very dangerous also, you know what I'm saying? So really, it all boils down, in my opinion, down to whose hands it's in. See, that's why, like, that's why when it comes to, like, Christianity, which, you know, I would know the most, not, you know, that's the religion that I know the most about in my own life, right? I always say that I'm definitely not against Christianity at all, because the majority of preachers and the majority of Christian believers have an underlying good heart. So they have good intentions about it. They have good intentions with it, which is a good thing, in my opinion. You know.
Now, I have another question. Would you say that most cults come from the Christian belief?
That one's up in the air too. I wouldn't say most, because I really don't have a concrete number and say that this is how many cults are currently active right now. You know, I mean, to answer that question in a different way, I could say there's a lot of Christian versions.
Okay.
So there's Christianity version 1.0, people who believe in the Old Testament. Christianity version 2.0, people who decided to change it up to their liking. Christianity from these people, and Christianity from these people, evangelical, this, that, it just keeps going, and everybody just twisted to their own, not even liking. They argue it and say that it's their interpretation. Well, whatever. You can keep telling me that all day. I'm like, yeah, to your liking.
Well, okay, so do you think the Muslim sect who actually, you know, go around become the suicide bombers, do you think that would be considered a cult?
It all depends on who's looking at it. Christians look at it like, that's a cult, right? They're part of a cult. Yeah. That's Christian view. From the Muslim point of view, they're looking at it like they're the ultimate martyr. They're looking at it like they're the they are the most faithful to their religion. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on who's looking at the situation and judging the situation. Because believe me, those people who actually go, let's say you're talking about the Muslims, and go blow themselves up in the name of Allah, in our days, in our religion, in Christianity, we've had many martyrs. And they, you know what I'm saying? And they didn't turn Christianity, they didn't say that Christianity was a cult because we had martyrs. So who's to call Islam a cult because of these martyrs?
I understand. All right, the other caller has a question.
I wanted to ask the brother, what is a cult? Where does that word come from? What does it mean? What does a cult, what actually is a cult? Because if you listen to the word cult comes from a Latin word, to inhabit. It simply means to inhabit, which is where we get the word culture or cultivate. It means the way of a people. Religion, in the 1700s, made the word cult something taboo. The word cult is simply a culture of a people. Now, how far does Christianity go back? How far does Christianity go back? How far does Christianity go back? We know it didn't. We know it wasn't here when Jesus was here, right?
Yeah. So it probably started
2000
first century.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right now,
mm-hmm.
First century. We're looking at Christianity was a cult.
It was. Correct.
Yes.
So what made it not a cult?
Numbers.
Because numbers and conversion. Because when you converge, when you convert a whole society or a whole group of people into Christians, guess what? You just created what? A culture.
Yep.
Christianity is a... Yeah, so the guy you was talking about in Waco, Texas, was David Koresh.
Yeah.
And you were right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the government killed all of them.
Oh, so the government did kill all of them.
Yeah, the government bombed the place and with all kinds of stuff. They killed people who believed just like them, just a little bit different. And so when you think about the word cult, you have to ask yourself, he said, when we look at Christianity as a cult, within Christianity right now, there are over 51,000 denominations of Christianity.
Yep.
So would that be considered a cult? I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm just saying.
Yeah,
you know.
I didn't mean any offense either.
No, I'm not offended. I just don't want to offend anybody by trying to tell the truth. And so when we look at the word cult, Christianity is one of the biggest, according to, by definition, one of the biggest cults there is.
Yeah.
By definition only, if we were to use definition, cult. Let me try and pull it up, definition, so we can, let's read it, cult. Definition from the Oxford Dictionary says a religion or religious sect generally considered to be extremist or false, with its followers often living in an unconventional manner under the guidance of under the guidance of an authoritarian charismatic leader. Who does that sound like?
The priest.
Awesome.
Right. Now that's the dictionary. I'm not making that up. And it didn't say Muslim, this religion. It said a religion or religious sect. So those 51,000 are religious sects. The religion is Christianity, Islam, Buddhism. All of them considered by the other is a cult. So, I mean, this is a really easy one, you know. But I mean, and then that's over. But so,
can you say that what benefits do the modern day cults that we knew of had to one's life? Didn't most of those cults do harm to the individual opposed to good, like religion a lot of times do?
What cults are we referencing? And
the common cults that we know of. You named the one, the Waco, Texas, with David Koresh. The other cults,
but what harm did they do?
Heaven's Gates, you know, the Jim Jones one. They would actually take these young kids from their families. They would actually sometimes coerce, and I know we definitely can say this about, you know, priests and preachers, but they definitely force younger girls to actually have sex with them, and said that it was okay because God told them to. So a lot of them were being raped. A lot of them, and not only that, but a lot of them died because of it. In the sense
I think that goes back to what I said earlier about in the wrong hands. In the wrong hands, no matter what it is, no matter whether it's Christianity or one of these other cults, you know, like you were talking about the Waco and et cetera, in the wrong hands. It could
Let me ask you a
totally,
question.
Totally go wrong, yeah, including Christianity.
Now, if we stop using the word cult right now and use the word culture, wouldn't it change the conversation?
It sure would.
Why don't we do that? Because
wait, you know what's awesome about what you just said? How, like, if you think about the word culture and you just imagine the amount of different cultures that there are on this planet right now, and you were talking earlier about some of these underage girls that were like forced to have sex, or they had sex because they, you know, at a young age. It just happens to be in our current culture right now that underage is not acceptable, but you have cultures in Africa right now that you could be 15 and 16 and having a baby and it's normal.
Well, let me ask you a question then. On that same note, to his question, you said earlier, you said, well, Christianity is the one that I'm familiar with because this is what I grew up with. Where in the Bible, if anywhere, does it say that a man or woman has a right to choose her husband?
It doesn't.
Right. So now let's look at the culture of the Bible, not the culture of societies, okay?
Yeah.
All right. We're looking at the culture of the Bible. So the Bible says that when a man was to choose a woman, didn't say how old she was. When she was childbearing age, according to the culture of the people who actually lived at that time when the book was written, they were 12, 13, 14 years old. As a matter of fact, how old was Mary when she got pregnant?
16, 15, 14, one of those.
No, she was 14 years old. 12 or 14, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's go back. And that was perfectly fine. She had a husband as well.
Yeah.
She was supposed mm-hmm. to be, what, a virgin, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why that's why Joseph wanted to put her away, because he thought she had been tampered with.
Yeah.
Now, so when we look
and
at
Joseph
the culture.
Was much older than her, too.
Right. So painting a picture of culture here that we don't actually look. And so if we're following the Bible, we should be following the culture of the Bible, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, when a man chose a woman, what transpired? The man had to pay a dowry.
Yeah.
The little girl cried like a baby because she was a child. She didn't want to leave her mother and father. She didn't have a choice. Oftentimes, as we witness, many of the women were concubines. They were sold as like chattel, as concubines, not a wife. And so they were, and so they were sex cushions, basically.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
sex slaves.
We call them whores now, but they were something different back then, right? So when we look at the culture of the people, was acceptable and is acceptable in the Bible. But just like most other things that deals with Christianity, is not acceptable in real life. Or we find a way to make it not acceptable.
we just add another version. Version 51001.
Right. So now, in painting the picture of was it beneficial, who was it beneficial to?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't Jesus mention it if it was beneficial?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just me. I'm not sure.
No, it's not just you. It's not just you. It's anyone who can think freely would understand that.
Hey, where's Jermaine, man?
I'm just like, how dare he was supposed to be on, but I guess he didn't make it on tonight. But we'll definitely probably do one Thursday too.
Mm-hmm. No,
we would definitely.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. I was asking him. I wanted to ask him why he blocked me on Facebook. That's all.
Yeah.
I do nothing. I even tell him.
Oh, God, I love it.
Now,
just tell him so that he, you know, won't block me again. Tell him I went and pulled all of my pictures and post off his page, so he don't have to worry about seeing them. I went and untagged him, so that way he can stay holy. You know, we can keep it holy, 100 and holy. So, but
that's
as far as
to you, Jay.
Yeah, that's a shout out to my man Jay. So, is there a difference between organized religion and a cult? Absolutely not.
Absolutely
no.
not.
That's what concern. That's what religion. Religion is birthed out of cultures.
Yep.
They're birthed out of cultures, and a real good question is why. Question would be why a religion? Was religion ever healthy for us? That's a good question.
It was healthy for some, those who were starting.
But is a religion believing in something and you can't prove it's real? Isn't that what it is?
Yep, basically.
So how is that healthy? How is that? What makes that healthy?
The only thing I can say in defense of religion and that aspect is that. Remember when I said, you know, in the right hand?
What's in God's hands? That's what
we
say.
But hear me out. Like, when you have someone that wholeheartedly is not trying to outcast any people and is genuinely trying to help somebody or help people in general, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not force themselves upon those people or force their ways onto those people, but just there to help you, right?
Right.
In those instances, I can say that religion was or is still beneficial to some people. Okay. Me personally, I don't feel like religion is my answer for everything.
Mm-hmm.
But some people do, and some people rely on it, and some people really feel like that's their lifeline. And I'm not the type that's going to sit here and try to, even though I'm a thinker, and I can think past the fairy tales that they tell themselves, right? I'm not going to take that away from you if that's what you need for you to live productively. Where it bothers me is when, okay, it helps you live more productively in a positive way, and then because it helps you, now, let's say, for example, let's say Jehovah's Witness, right? Now you feel that you need to go not just door to door, but you need to go to each person out there and tell them that whatever it is that's helping them is wrong, and they need to come and follow what you've been following. That's when I have a problem with it.
Well, see, what happens when you have a personal relationship with your God, it's not about religion, because this is what, you know, believers actually say. It's not religion. It's a personal relationship. And when you have that personal relationship, then that, not that cult, not that religion, but that entity becomes a part of you, and you become a part of the entity, which is Jesus Christ, God, Buddha, whoever you believe that entity to be. So then you aren't following necessarily a man. You're actually following the spirit of truth.
Whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And you don't claim to know what that truth is from the beginning.
Well, the truth is who actually told me. You know, that would be the truth.
You know what I find interesting about... I'm just going to... Let me go on and heat this.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I find interesting about the culture of religion today?
Okay.
You have 51,000 denominations